This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Votes are being counted in Australia's general election, with opposition lawmakers showing confidence they'll be forming a new centre-left government. An exit poll found the Labour Party winning over 80 places in the 151-seat House of Representatives. Voting in Australia's eastern states, where most of the country's 25 million people live, ended at 0800 GMT. Opinion polls suggest the Conservative Liberal Party-led coalition and Prime Minister Scott Morrison will lose a bid for another three-year term. Morrison made a last-minute pitch to voters.
Today is a choice. It's a choice about who you want to continue to be the Prime Minister of this country, myself, or for Bill Shorten to be the Prime Minister of his country with higher taxes. We're backing Australians, and we're asking Australians to back us today.
The United States is rescinding its tariffs on aluminum and steel imported from Canada and Mexico. First reported by the Washington Post, the agreement requires the Mexican and Canadian governments to prevent Chinese steel from being transported to the United States through their countries. More from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
The president's lifting import taxes on Canadian and Mexican steel and aluminum, clearing the way for approval of a trade pact between the three nations. He slapped on the tariffs last year in the name of national security, and Canada had resisted approving the deal while they were in place.
They were hurting Canadian consumers, Canadian workers, and American workers and American consumers.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau in Ontario, shortly before President Trump, spoke here in Washington, where he did not address the tariffs, but push Congress to approve the deal.
A fantastic deal for our country.
The White House says he's now holding off on deciding whether to put tariffs on foreign vehicles, which would have a big impact on Europe and Japan. Sagar Magani at the White House.
For all the day's news, you can always go online to voanews.com. There is also a convenient-to-use mobile app. This is VOA News. The United Nations is condemning attacks on health facilities in Syria's northwest Idlib province. It warns that a military offensive there by Bashar al-Assad and his regime, with Russian support, risks catastrophic humanitarian fallout if it continues. In September, a deal was struck with the assistance of Russia and Turkey to make Idlib a de-escalation zone. The area now is largely controlled by a UN-listed terrorist group, which has links to al-Qaeda. In London, Brexit talks have collapsed again after British Prime Minister Theresa May set out a timetable for her exit from office. British Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn told May the discussions have gone as far as they can because of what he called the instability of her government and its refusal to change its position on how and when to leave the European Union. The latest EU deadline for London's departure is October 31st. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security has begun flying hundreds of immigrants from southern Texas to San Diego, California for processing. Immigration officials say there will be three flights a week with at least 130 people per flight. Media reports say the government is also considering sending unprocessed migrants to other cities around the country. The governor of Florida says a plan to deliver migrants in his state is unacceptable. Here is AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis plans to fight a federal plan to send hundreds of immigrants caught crossing into the U.S. illegally to a pair of South Florida counties. After a bill signing ceremony Friday, DeSantis said, "We cannot accommodate in Florida just dumping unlawful migrants into our state." DeSantis said he had no knowledge of the plan until Broward and Palm Beach County officials announced it Thursday. DeSantis told reporters the plan did not come from the White House and he will talk to the president about it. President Trump's endorsement helped DeSantis win election last year. I'm Mike Gracia.
Venezuela has stripped seven opposition legislators of parliamentary immunity for joining rallies last month amid a failed uprising aimed at ousting socialist President Nicolas Maduro. The country's Supreme Court has said the legislators should be investigated for conspiracy, treason, and rebellion. Meanwhile, there is no word on whether talks between teams from the Maduro regime and opposition leader Juan Guaido in Norway have yet taken place. There is a high degree of secrecy surrounding the expected political mediation effort. A former CIA officer, 62-year-old Kevin Mallory, has been sentenced to 20 years in prison for transmitting national defense information to a Chinese agent. Evidence presented at Mallory's trial included surveillance video from a FedEx store in the state of Virginia, where he was seen scanning classified top-secret documents onto a micro SD card. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.